Straw Hut Media.
Hello. Welcome to season two. Season two of You Are Not Alone. Oh my gosh. Hi, I am spiritual medium Erica Gabriel, and welcome. If you've never been here before, you're joining us at season two. Welcome, welcome. If you're someone that has been listening to this podcast from the beginning, welcome back. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. This is amazing. Oh my gosh. The feedback from this show, the messages you guys send me, the questions you send me. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm blown away. I really am. I really, really am. Can't believe it's season two. Can't believe it. This is great. So welcome. Welcome to You Are Not Alone. I really am thinking about why I chose that name for this show, because if you know me, you know I'm not a huge Michael Jackson person. So I get a lot of people singing, "You Are Not Alone." You know that song? That Michael song. When I went on the Jenny McCarthy show, her husband is Donnie Wahlberg, who was a new kid on the block. And when we were talking about the podcast, he was like, "You are not alone." He sang it. And I was like, yep. So it really wasn't for that. If you guys are thinking I named it that for Michael, it really wasn't. It really was named You Are Not Alone for many reasons. And the main reason is because no matter how alone we can sometimes feel, you are never, ever, ever alone. First of all, there's people in the universe and in the world that are aligning with you and maybe even experiencing the same things you are. So there's always someone, there's always a way to reach out and connect and find someone that can, you know, connect with you or resonate with your experience. And we're seeing that so much more now as we level up as a society, right? And also, you are not alone because you're not. You've got a guardian angel. Actually, you probably have many angels, but you definitely have a guardian angel. You have one, if not many, guides. And you also have loved ones that have crossed over that see you, know you, love you, support you. Even if you haven't known anyone closely that has crossed over, your ancestors know you and see you and love you. Like, I think about this, like if you don't know your great, great, great grandkids, it's like you still love them and know them even if you're in spirit. They're your family. So we have this whole network. We also have spirit animals. You've got your higher self. You got all kinds of levels of support. There's so much being done on your behalf in spirit. You are not alone. And that was the point of this podcast, because we're all in this together and we have very, very different experiences. And I want to honor that. But we're all in this together. We're all on this planet together. We're all being humans right now together. You know, what's so amazing about this time in the world, and I want to kind of give you guys this. This was actually supposed to come a little bit later in the conversation, but here it goes. As you guys know, once I get going, spirit is just like, nope, say that now. Nope, that yep, move on to that. Okay. So the idea is, and especially during this time, you know, you, listening to this podcast, chose to be here right now. Just sit with that for a minute, right? So you are a spiritual being having a human experience, right? You are not, you know, a person that has like a soul maybe sort of somewhere hanging out, right? It's really the opposite. You're a soul, you're a spirit, and you happen to be having a body and a human experience at this time. And it's not a coincidence that you are here during 2021, right? And 2020 and everything we've just been through and experiencing the things that you are experiencing. You are absolutely well equipped to be here right now. So whatever you're going through, especially during this unbelievable time, you've got the goods. So even if you don't feel like you got the goods, you do. And your path is to continue to dig and unfold them and uncover them so that you can continue to walk your path and unfold your destiny and your soul's purpose here on Earth, on this planet at this time. So here's the amazing thing about the podcast and your guys' feedback. And it blows me away because the way that it rolled out, and I think I've told you guys this story before, but I really want to tell it again. I got offered this podcast by a wonderful company who has just, oh my gosh, my producers, they're the nicest people. They're so patient. They're just awesome. They have like super grounded, mellow energy, which is exactly what I need. And they're so nice to me. So Tyler and Ryan, I adore you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for everything. So they offered me a spot to do a podcast. And my agent called me and was like, you know, you have this opportunity to do this podcast. And the minute she started saying it, my mind was like, nope, nope. Nope. Thank you. Next. Nope. No, 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 no. Can't do it. Sorry. And, you know, I had done a ton of podcasts as a guest, right? I've done a ton of guest spots, which I was like, I like to just come in and sprinkle my words and then leave. I don't want to be responsible for all that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. And my agent was like, okay, great. So you'll think about it. Awesome. Great. Let's talk later. She was like, okay, you go through whatever you have to go through and we'll talk later. Anyway, so she doesn't talk like that, by the way. She does not have a New York accent like I just did. But anyway, she was like, okay, you'll think about it. And I did. And I sat down and really, really thought about it. And I was like, why don't I want to do this? And I'm just like, I don't want to do this because I'm bad with computers and I'm bad with technology and I'm not capable enough to do a podcast on my own and to figure out how to record stuff and do stuff on my own. And that's really what it came down to. There was many layers of that, of crap and ego and bullshit and pity party stuff. But it basically came down to not feeling adequate enough. It wasn't imposter syndrome or anything like that. I didn't feel adequate enough. I was like, I can't do that. And I realized that I had a lot of old beliefs about myself and about what I was capable of. A lot of stuff, like a whole little backpack, maybe a cute backpack, like one of those little, you know, those little Prada backpacks. They're adorable. It was a cute backpack. Very cute. Nice little package that I had put in a nice little backpack and tucked it away. And just even coming to do this podcast, I had to pull it out. And I was like, but it's so pretty and it's nice and tucked away. I don't want to mess with it. And it was like, it's time. It's time. It's time to open it up and see what's in there. And what I got in there was a whole load of stuff and insecurities and feelings of inadequacy. And, you know, like many of you listening, you know, you may have felt different, quote unquote, whatever that means, your whole life. Something different, an outsider, not, you know, going with the grain, all those things. And I had a lot of those feelings in growing up in school and all kinds of things, right? And I had to move through those things and break down that belief system so that I could then find out what was on the other side of the backpack. And on the other side of the backpack was this podcast. And the amazing thing about that is my guides were like, yeah, just so you know, this podcast has nothing to do with you. It really doesn't have anything to do with you. There are messages here and there are helpers and healers and all kinds of people that want to come through this podcast. And they're going to bring messages forward and you're going to bring messages forward that people need to hear. So your backpack, you know, work it out, sister. And basically, it was a call to level up and look at myself And you know what? That was in 2020. What is 2020? 2020 is perfect vision, clear seeing, clear vision, looking at things in a clear way where there's a lot of outside influences were taken down, taken away from us. And I had to clear that out so I could allow this podcast to come through. And I'm really excited I did. I made a commitment to myself to make the podcast authentic and to be myself, which if you guys have been listening for a while, you know I am. I don't hold anything back. And it was just about being authentic and allowing this to come through. And out of that, I mean, your guys' messages, your DMs, your emails, your write-ups on Apple, I'm like blown away. So I'm so happy we're here and I'm so happy we're together. And I'm really happy that you trust me to bring forward people that are really cool and, you know, that you trust me to hear these messages also from my guides. So thank you. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being here and thanks for sharing the podcast and all that you're doing. Leveling up. So that's part of what I wanted to talk about, you know, today in general. And this episode is just me. You got me. Just me. It's turning into a singing show. Surprise. Just kidding. Okay. So a lot of this, you know, a lot of what I wanted to talk about today was just that and that story of leveling up and moving through these misconceptions about ourselves and moving through what really is a big bowl of fear and fear about what about how amazing or how big or how strong or how confident or how successful or however blank, whatever it is for you, you could possibly be. And sometimes we're so scared. It's like we don't even have the audacity to let ourselves dream about what we really want. I think the key in all this work and this episode, like I said, is about that idea of leveling up and what you have to break through to get to that next level. I think a huge, huge part of this leveling up is to not be mad at yourself. We are so hard on ourselves and we're mad at ourselves and we look at our past and we go, oh my God, why did I do that? I should have done this. And if I had only done that, I would be in a different place now. And why did I do this? And we just take all these things and we just use them against ourselves over and over and over again. It's almost like we're re-traumatizing ourselves over and over again. So step one, forgive yourself. Everything that you did was not a life sentence or a death sentence. They were life lessons. Life lessons. And as you look at them as such and you learn the lesson in them, you then can level up, move on. Move on. Life lessons. So remember, going back, we chose to be here. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We came here to Earth to learn, to grow. So part of the purpose for you being here was to have those experiences that you're so mad at yourself over. So the idea is to detach from some of that anger and allow some space to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself so you can create space to then move forward and see what emerges. I tell you my personal story with this because I want to tell you I go through the same thing. Same thing. I had to move through that stuff so that I could allow the podcast to emerge. So what is blocking you right now from the thing that is wanting to have its way in your life? This podcast wanted to have its way with me in a way, you know, it wanted to come through. I was blocking it with the backpack. What is blocking you from spirit, destiny, all these things having its way in your life? Is it fear? Is it guilt? Is it regret? What is it? And your job right now is to find it, and find whatever path you're going to take to move through that. Look, it's different for everyone. Is it spiritual practice? Is it meditation? Is it therapy? Is it whatever it may be? But what is blocking you? Because you know it, you see it, you feel it. What is standing in your way from, quote, leveling up? Okay. Are you guys still with me? So that is a big thing that's been coming up, and a lot of people in readings as well. And this is kind of what's been interesting about recording the podcasts is that, you know, every day I come to my office and I do readings. So I'm connecting with people on a deep spiritual level and allowing messages to come through me to them from their spirit guides. So it's interesting to kind of see what's happening with the collective consciousness right now. It's like we all had to go within. We were all shut in. We all started seeing like, okay, wait, when the pandemic's over, when I emerge, who do I want to be? What do I want to be? Do I want to go back to that job? All these questions. And then maybe we had, you know, sparks of intuition or sparks of, oh, I want to do that or this, or kind of exciting thoughts. And then we were like, oh, but I can't do that. Oh, but I can't do that. And then a lot of people are feeling like they're in crisis. It's like, I'm not happy with what I'm doing. I want to do that, but I don't know how to do that. And I'm scared to do that. And I don't even know why I'm scared. And so the idea is this year, people are looking at the thing that's creating the fear or that worry or that block. And so I wanted to bring that up because of the feedback I get from you guys and because of what's been going on in readings. What is blocking you? And sometimes it's a lot of old beliefs and thoughts about ourselves that are begging to be deconstructed. Awesome. So something else that's interesting too is that with that, people are going, okay, I'm unhappy. I don't know. I want to get there. I don't know how. I'm going to start to search outward. I'm going to search. So I'm seeing people, first of all, numbing, a lot of numbing going on, drinking, eating, drugs, alcohol, looking for something to numb that feeling, right? And it's like they're actually feeling worse numbing themselves, right? So part of this is having faith and believing in yourself and not being afraid to go into that block, right? We think of this block and we're like, oh, that looks so painful. But you know what? It's a tunnel. If you walk through it, you get out of it. And then you look back and you're like, oh, that's gone. That tunnel's done. I'm out. So trust yourself, guys. Believe in yourself. You know, the numbing is just kind of a way, it's just prolonging it, really, because you're going to have to go through it at some point. So I've been seeing a lot of that numbing and that escapism happening. No judgment. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't judge yourself. It's okay. And then the other thing that I'm seeing is people searching like crazy. They're searching for a teacher, a guru. They're reading a million books. They're searching religions, self-help talkers. They're just like, help me, right? They're reaching out. And what this is really cool in many ways, because you're going like, I don't have the tools to deal with this, so let me try and find something, which I think is amazing. I mean, if you could see my office right now, I have so many self-help books. I'm just looking over. What do I have? Let's see. Opening to Channel, Chakras, A Course in Miracles, Autobiography of a Yogi, Untamed. What else? Tons of books on angels. I have books by Sylvia Brown and Louise Hay and Ted Andrews, and it just goes on and on. So I feel you on that. And also, part of what's happening here is you're being called to turn within yourself. So sometimes we are searching outside of ourselves so ferociously because we're avoiding that journey within. And I want you to know that the greatest journey you can ever go on is your journey within. Your journey within. That's where your answers lie. That's where your forgiveness lies. Books, podcasts. Hello, I'm literally recording a podcast as we speak. So yeah, okay. So books, podcasts, all that, all amazing, all support. Great, yes. And at the end of the day, no one can do it for you. You have to be willing to do the work, I guess, right? We can call it work. Is it work? Journeying, traveling, unfolding. I like those words better. I don't know about you guys. So that was the idea. And, you know, I think also what has come up so much is that we are feeling that intensity. So we're feeling like I'm not quite comfortable in my body because I'm feeling like I'm feeling like I've got a lot of fear and I'm anxious and I'm worried and I don't know which way I want to go and I'm not comfortable here and we're feeling uncomfortable in our skin. And so what happens with that is we start to kind of jump outside of ourselves a little bit and we're searching and we're looking for numbing and all these things and it's creating a lot of chaos. So the idea and something I want to leave you guys with is this idea of grounding. Get back into your body. Your mind, your body, and your spirit are all one. Imagine a triangle, you guys. It's all together. And the idea is you want to ground back down into your body, especially you sensitives out there, which I know you all are. You're all sensitives. You're all empaths. You're all intuitives, right? And a lot of you are having massive spiritual awakenings. So no matter where you are on this journey, get back down into the body. You are not in spirit, guys. You are here on the earth. And you must be present here so you don't miss what's happening for you. So, some ways to ground, and I want to give you some tips. Go outside and put your bare feet in the grass and take some deep breaths. Get grounded in the earth. Another great way, mini meditations, right? I know when you hear the word meditation, you're like, ding, ding, can't do it. Nope, mind crazy, can't do it. I hear that. What about a 5-minute meditation? Download a 5-minute meditation. Salt baths. Take an Epsom salt bath. Sit in the bath, soak, breathe. No phones, no technology. Clear your energy, ground back down. I would also say whenever you're feeling that chaotic feeling, just take 10 deep breaths with your eyes closed. Now, the other thing that you can do, and I can kind of guide you in this right now, if you guys are not driving, I can give you a little grounding meditation right now. So let's do it. Are you guys up for this? Let's go for it. And if you're out for a run or you're at work, you can just kind of take this visual with you and do it on your own. Very quick, right? This is a very quick visual. This is for all the people that don't want to meditate, and that's okay. This is a visualization. This is a visualization meditation, okay? So you're going to sit nice and tall in a chair, and you're going to put your feet on the ground. And you're going to take a nice deep breath. But when you breathe, I want you to fill up your lower stomach first, all the way. And then you can feel your chest lift, right? Fill up the whole body. And as you exhale, drop your shoulders, relax your face. And as you breathe in, take a nice deep breath in. Imagine fresh air, new energy coming into your lungs. And as you exhale, sit up tall. But allow your shoulders to melt down. Unclench your jaw. Relax your face. Ground down. And as you sit there breathing with ease, I want you to imagine outside of your body a beautiful golden cord. And it's not attached to you. It's kind of hovering behind you. And it's a golden cord. And it runs from the top of your head down your spine. It's a beautiful, warm, golden cord again. It's not attaching to you. It's just on the outside. And it goes through, wrapping gently around your spine, around your tailbone. And this golden cord now goes down from the top of your head, down all the way down your spine. And it goes down all the way down to the center of the earth. And it connects you, your spine, your energy, your chakras down to the center of the earth. You are grounded in this earth element. Golden, healing, positive energy connecting you from the top of your head to the base of your spine, all the way down to the center of the earth, that beautiful center of healing power, grounded energy, earth presence. Feel your feet on the ground. Get present in your body. Be present here in the earth element as you breathe, imagining the beautiful golden cord connecting you to the earth. You are safe here. You are safe in your body. You are safe on earth. It is safe for your spirit, your body, and your mind to all meet in the body temple, which is grounded into the earth safely. Your mantra, I am safe here. I am safe on earth. I am safe in my body. Ground down. Good. You guys can open your eyes. That is a visualization, and I find it extremely useful when I feel that I'm detaching from my body and feeling really ungrounded and kind of in outer space. So use that visual. Imagine that golden cord if you like it. I hope that serves you. So here we are in season 2. This episode was all about breaking old habits, leveling up, and staying present with yourself, forgiving yourself. And I am so excited to share all the episodes we have coming. We have astrologers, animal communicator. I've got crystal healers. We have another solo episode where I'm going to be answering your questions. We've got my sisters coming back. We have all kinds of amazing episodes. I'm so excited. I'm excited you're here. I'm excited to be taking this journey with you. Please, please follow me at Spiritual Medium Erica on Instagram. My website is ericagabriel.com. Please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts and leave me a review, only if it's nice. I'd like to say, tell me everything, but I'm like, can it be kind of nice? Like, you know, I'm totally teasing. Listen, you guys, I've had a wonderful time bringing forward these messages for you today. Every single Thursday, brand new episode is dropping. Season 2, You Are Not Alone. Welcome back. God bless you guys. I am with you. I'm feeling all your energy, really. And it's just filling my energy. And then I'm hopefully giving it back to you. And we're engaging in this beautiful circle of positive energy, of leveling up energy, of spiritual energy and spiritual seeking and awakening. God bless you guys. Have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for stopping in to You Are Not Alone.